It's 9:45 a.m., and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Dan Heyman. It's 5 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Here are your top stories for April 27th. Motorists in Toronto better start dropping their idling habits. A narrow escape in Yemen. The Blue Jays continue to struggle. And will Canadians be seeing a celebrity governor general? On to our top stories. There may be less idle time for Torontonian motorists in the future, and I'm not talking about better traffic flow in the DVP. The Toronto Star reports that in an effort to combat greenhouse gas emissions, the Ontario Board of Health is thinking of adjusting a 14-year-old anti-idle law that states that you can't leave your engine at idle for more than 3 minutes at a time. If the law is changed, motorists caught leaving their engine idling for more than 1 minute risk facing a $125 fine. As of right now, authorities say that motorists have been exploiting too many loopholes in the old law. These loopholes will not be so easy to manipulate, given less time to do so. And in local news, Toronto's first completely dark restaurant hopes to change statistics. Au Noir owner Mo Alamedine creates jobs for visually impaired. Of his 32 employees, 11 are blind. The legally blind employees are waiters for guests who eat in total darkness. They guide patrons through their pitch-black meals. Those with vision loss have a high unemployment rate in Canada. 32% of those who are able to work with vision loss have jobs. This is a number Alamedine wants to change.
A normal restaurant can hire a blind person, you know, but they never give them the chance to do the job. That's the whole idea, you know. Any normal restaurant, if you show them table number 6 where and table number 9 where and table number 31, they walk, they train, and then they can walk there. And I'm sure people, they will appreciate them.
Alamedine says restaurants only want to invest in advertising. He is confident that his restaurant will continue to raise awareness for the visually impaired. On the international front, the New York Times reports that Timothy Torlott, the British ambassador to Yemen, just narrowly escaped a suicide bomber attack yesterday. His convoy was attacked as it was passing through the Yemeni capital of Sana, just a few blocks from the British embassy. Luckily, no one was hurt, excluding the bomber, of course. No one has taken responsibility for the attack as of yet, but sources on the ground in Yemen are saying that it bears a striking resemblance to suicide car bomb attacks on the U.S. embassy in Yemen in 2008. Those were claimed by Al-Qaeda at the time. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays lost to the Boston Red Sox 13-12 in an epic four-hour battle last night at the Rogers Centre. The loss was the Jays' third in a row, dropping them to just 3 wins in their last 10 games after a sizzling 5-1 start to the season. Management took decisive action after the game, sending pitchers Jeremy Accardo and Merkin Valdez to Toronto's AAA affiliate in Las Vegas. Josh Roenick and Rami Lewis were summoned in replacement. And in the NHL, the first round of the playoffs may be drawing to an end, but the Montreal Canadiens will live to play another day after defeating the Washington Capitals 4-1 before a sold-out crowd at the Bell Centre. Goaltender Yaroslav Halak earned first-star honors after holding Washington Snipers to just a single goal on 54 shots. Game 7 goes on Thursday. It is the last remaining series in the Eastern Conference after Boston defeated Buffalo 4-3 last night to move on. Meanwhile, out west, the Chicago Blackhawks finished off the Nashville Predators 5-3. The Hawks will play the Vancouver Canucks in the second round, while the San Jose Sharks wait for the outcome of tonight's Game 7 match between the Detroit Red Wings and Phoenix Coyotes to determine their next opponent. And in entertainment news, as current Canadian Governor General Michel Jean's 5-year term nears its end, Star Trek fans all across Canada, and perhaps the world, are uniting today after their push to get William Shatner, into the Governor's General office hit 30,000 votes over the weekend. The Toronto Star reports that a Facebook page dedicated to the cause has been set up and is getting more and more hits every day. So how do the captain's numbers compare to his competitors? Well, the Star also reported that other Facebook pages have been set up for notables like Preston Manning, who has 500 votes, and crooner Leonard Cohen, who has 6,500 pulling for him to get the job. Live long and govern, Bill. And that's Observer Radio News for Tuesday, April 27th. Don't forget to check out our website at torontoobserver.ca for more stories. I'm Dan Heyman, and thanks for tuning in, Toronto.